MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
More than 1,200 murders in the Western Cape in just over 4 months. And despite soldiers and additional law enforcement on the ground, gang violence continues to terrorize communities. So what is actually going to stop the killing? It has become a very worrying situation. On the line now, Alan Windey, who is Premier of the Western Cape. Premier, a warm welcome to you. With this level of killing, do you think authorities have lost control of parts of your province?
So absolutely. I mean, we are not getting a handle on gangsterism and extortion. And of course, that's the sort of last few years, that's the added extra crime that is a driver of so many of these shootings, because the extortionists use that component of fear. And you know, this is what I've been calling for now 7 years. Is a new model of policing, because the current model is not working. We've got a new police minister. Every time I get a new police minister, I think, well, great, we're going to actually see something change. The current acting minister was appointed 1 year and 1 month ago, and you get all excited, but then nothing seems to change. And we can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome. We now need to structurally change the way policing happens, and we need to very, very seriously really support the criminal justice system as a whole, so that we can actually have a much stronger scientific base to fighting crime, because the current system doesn't work.
Premier, you sound very frustrated in this respect. Why do you think your pleas are being ignored at national level?
So I'm not exactly sure. Initially, I think it was political. So the Western Cape is now the province that's asking for something different. I think that is now changing, because when I go to a Lekgotla with the National Cabinet, I'm getting the same comment that I make, made by the other premiers, specifically Gauteng, KZN, and Eastern Cape. And of course, between those three provinces and the Western Cape, we're the four highest murder provinces. And so absolutely, I'm super frustrated. We can't just accept it. Then we deploy the army, and that doesn't really make a difference. We make suggestions of how we think it should be managed, but it doesn't really change. And that's what's got to happen. We've got to, when you're not succeeding with what you're doing in the current model, and policing, there are new innovations that come through all the time and different innovations in different countries. Let's go and choose some of those models that are working in other countries and say, well, let's just try them here. And that's what I keep asking for.
Let's talk about that new model in just a moment, but you did reference the army. It's been supporting police through I think Operation Prosper, it's called. They've been there since April, yet by July, Premier, the police minister acknowledged not one gang had been dismantled. That operation is a failure, is it?
Yeah, I mean, this is not the first time the army's been deployed. It was deployed in 2019. And if you read all the reports of that deployment, you say, well, where did it work and where didn't it work? And that was the point of departure when the president announced it this time. I said, well, let's use those lessons. And really it was the province feels absolutely excluded when this happens, and I think the communities feel excluded as well. You've got a forced multiplier with some extra boots on the ground. That's the key difference. It has a success rate, I think, in the beginning when that first happens, because people feel excited about it. I think that also perhaps scares maybe some of the criminals a bit. But then it doesn't take long until it's almost as if the criminals' intelligence network understands the movement of the military far better than even the police and the military system itself. And so then it doesn't seem to have any effect. So, yeah, it's the same old, same old. We keep doing the same thing and we don't learn.
In terms of those new models that you've referenced, you've been arguing for greater investigative powers for provincial and local law enforcement. But what evidence would you have that devolving those powers, Premier, would actually put more gang leaders behind bars?
So, I mean, that's a component of the overall change that I believe should happen. We should have decentralized policing powers. In other words, provinces have a concurrent power where now we only have an oversight power in the constitution. A concurrent power is, for example, like we have in education. So we have our education department. Our education department run the schools. The national government has a sort of top framework responsibility. So in our case, the national government would have to have maybe the public order police. Maybe national government would have the equivalent of an FBI, as in the US. But I don't know if we should follow that exact model. The model that I prefer is the one that's run in Germany. And so we work quite closely with the Bavarian government in Germany as one of our key partners. It is much more decentralized, federal system of policing where national is the oversight and provincial is where the decisions are made. In our case, national makes decisions, provinces just do the oversight. And each province is different. So we've got high levels of gangsterism. Much higher than other provinces. So we would have to have a different approach to policing in murders in our province, say, compared to the Free State. And that's why I believe it should change.
What one senses, though, that you might be whistling in the wind, because we also know that changing policing powers could take years. Is there anything that you can do now with the powers that you already have to stop more people being killed?
Okay, so we've done two things. The first thing is ask for a pilot project, and we said let's do that in investigative powers. And we seem to get sort of a bit of traction, and then it falls away. So we said that's why we declaring this dispute via the city, because we're showing the national minister that we do have the capacity to do those investigations, and let's just do a trial. And we said let's do a trial with the firearms that get taken off the street by our own officers. And the second component is not only asking for it, but we're actually showing it. So for the last few years, the province puts 350 million rand a year into LEAP officers in 6 hotspot areas. And you can see that it does make a difference. Of course, 1,000 LEAP officers compared to, 15, 16,000 police officers is not that much. But when we concentrate those 1,000 officers in the 6 crime hotspot areas, and then you measure it, so we've actually had a decline of 29% of the accumulated target crimes, and target crimes are murder, aggravated murder, common robbery, and aggravated robbery. Across the province, we've actually had, you wouldn't believe this, but we've actually had a 15% reduction, and a 29% in the targeted areas. But I mean, you would never say that, because I mean, every day there's another shooting. Still it's 4,000 murders in a year, and that's the problem.
Alan Windey is the Premier of the Western Cape. Premier, thank you very much.